Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello and hello to our listeners. Shove it on now. It's 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's rock station. Also, Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON. And our friends at Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Big show for you today. Bad jokes coming up. The return of Ted versus the FCC. And we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. Today on our question, we're talking about the craziest thing that's ever happened in your home. A woman awoke to a horrible smell and a noise coming from her home in Sacramento. She said the smell hit her like a wall. Sewer mixed with vomit, mixed with BO, mixed with dirty feet. It made my eyes water. By the time she got down the steps, there was a man naked in her towel who just got out of the shower.
What's up, lady?
But he was not alone. There was another woman in there also taking a shower. She eventually called 911, and they were arrested. We have the gun-toting grandma, as she's described, who confronted a robber at her home in Georgia, called 911, and basically just told him, if you come any closer, you are a dead son of a bitch. And he was apprehended as well. And then we have some rattlesnakes that have been seized from a home in Randolph County in West Virginia. The problem with the rattlesnakes, you can only have one.
Because it's West Virginia.
As a pet, and it's got to be 42 inches long.
Right.
So there you go.
And they had four.
So our question, what is the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How goes it, guys?
Hola.
Hello.
I'm so excited about your show 3000. I've been listening since, as long as I can remember.
Well, thank you. Now, wait, why are you excited? Because this is making us nervous. Like, why are you excited?
Because she knows what's going to happen. She knows all the stuff they're planning for us.
I know all your secret dirty details.
Okay, yeah. All right.
See? All right, all right. We don't know what to expect. You know, every day we're just kind of thinking, all right, maybe a little this, maybe a little that. We don't know. It's probably going to be a lot of celebrities just coming in here to thank us. You know what I mean?
Yes, thank you for our hard work.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Just special performances.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Acoustic sets.
Yeah, you know cheese might be in.
From all our favorite bands. You know, maybe even a pizza. If we could pull that off, that would be great. Who knows?
A pizza.
Well, so my story is, I've got to give you a little bit of a backstory. My mom is bipolar. And when growing up, it was a really harsh environment. There was lots of verbal abuse, some physical abuse, and finally I had it one day. I had stayed home from school. I was about 10 or 11. I can't quite remember. And I stayed home from school, wasn't feeling good. I had left a dirty plate on the counter, and that set off my mom's manic bipolar mode. And she's chasing me through the house, beating me with a broom.
Good God, man.
Just smacking at me, hitting me with the bristle end, with the stick end, like the handle. And I was trying to run away. And I remember I was trying to run upstairs because she's a large woman. She moves slow. I was a child. I could run.
And you can strategize. And, I like
exactly.
That.
Right.
And in this process, she had jabbed the broom in my leg. And it actually got a bristle in my leg from the broom. And then I turned around to grab the broom from her, and when that happened, it jabbed into my eye.
Oh!
And yeah, nice, dirty broom. Great. And so finally I was like, I called my dad first. I said, Dad, I'm done. I'm calling the police. You better get home soon. He's like, I'm about to go into a meeting. And I was like, I don't care. I'm done. So I called the police. This whole ordeal lasts hours. And by the time the police and the medics and stuff convinced my mom to like go with them, school was getting out, and my bus that drove me and like all the neighborhood kids to our bus stops in the neighborhood goes flying by, and all these kids that I was neighborhood friends with come running over to the house. They're like, what's going on? Like,
oh, good timing.
Now, did they know that your mom, did they know that your mom was crazy?
Yes. So there had been, before I was born and when I was a baby, I was told stories that my mom used to call the police all the time. And finally, my dad and the police had a good enough rapport that my dad's like, just ignore any calls coming from our house.
What about you? Were you allowed, I mean, would other kids, were they allowed to sleep over at your house? Doesn't seem like that would be a good idea.
Would you want to?
Not really.
You know, it was one of those things. My parents are in their 60s. Any issues that ever happen, they brush them under the rug. They pretend it's not a big deal.
They're big into sweeping things.
Mm-hmm. Right. So sleepovers were fine.
I just can't believe any other parents would allow their child to go to your house.
Right. But the other parents never met my mom. They only had ever met my dad.
Okay. Now, how's your mom doing now?
She's okay. She's heavily medicated and can never remember, like, my daily life. So, you know.
Oh, does she call you at work?
So I moved back with my parents to finish up school, and I have written down for my mom, so to help her remember when I'm in school and when I'm in work, so she doesn't call me, but then I'll be waking up to go, you know, get ready for work, and she's like, you're not working today. I was like, yeah, I am. I'm working today, Mom.
Have you seen?
It's not on the calendar. I said, yes, it is, Mom.
Have you seen the movie Memento?
Yes, I have.
Get her tattooed. Look, it worked for him, all right? Just all the important stuff.
What is the premise?
So he has, like, short-term memory loss or something, and there's some bad S going on around this guy, okay? So he has to figure out what's going on. And he realizes he can't remember. He doesn't know who to trust. He doesn't quite know what's going on because you don't remember who you've met, what you've done. So he started tattooing all the important info on his body.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out.
How?
Yeah, so I'm saying for your mom, like, hey, man, we're going to the tattoo studio. We're going to hook you the F up.
Yeah.
Here's the important dates.
Mm-hmm. She has a horrible pain tolerance. Like, she's, one of my dogs had, like, pounced on her when she was sitting on the couch, and she went, ow. Mind you, my dogs are 8 pounds.
So your mom sounds like a big, crazy, soft woman.
Exactly.
What does she do all day?
She stays at home. Reads the newspaper, drinks coffee, does dishes.
All right, okay.
Yeah, we know she's on those dishes. That's one thing we learned from this. The dishes will be cleaned for sure.
That's a fact.
They have to be done.
That is, that's enough. Oh, man, okay. Just a quick side note. We're talking about show 3000. Very exciting.
Yeah, we are.
We don't know what's going to happen, and I'm being dead honest when I say that. Here are some things that people have said they believe will happen. This is what they have said.
Okay.
Says, bring Vince Neil into the studio for your 3000 show as a surprise celebrity guest. No.
No, he's on his, actually, that would be cool, but he's on his Old Country Buffet tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, you don't disturb him. Santana's going to show up for episode 3000, and he's going to play your guy's favorite song. Ah, ha, ha.
Oh, speaking of that, you
wait,
know what?
No, then someone adds, I know what it is. Rob Thomas will perform for you guys for show 3000.
Mm.
Apparently,
mm-hmm.
this stuff was smooth.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know what? We know he wants to come on the show. So at least we got, he wants to talk to us about our love for his song, I think.
I mean, look, it was sit and spin. We had our reaction. And then
it was a natural reaction.
It was a very natural reaction.
We don't hate Santana either.
No.
It has nothing to do with that. Because people were emailing in or somebody put a comment up on it. How do you like it?
We're sick of the song smooth.
Yeah,
all right? That's all we say. We're tired of the damn song.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And it gets played all the damn time.
There's nothing wrong with his other song.
And we both added stuff with it. That's all we're saying. We're tired of the song. And then this gets to him. And then we find out through his people, I guess, that he would like to speak to us about our disdain for smooth.
I didn't mind Steve Miller growing up, but I hated Abracadabra, and every time I played it, I just screamed out loud because the song sucks so bad.
I'm going to reach out and grab you.
You could like Styx and hate Mr. Roboto, you know?
Well, because it's Mr. Roboto.
Sure, that's what I mean. Like, I mean,
most people, your favorite artist or whatever, you don't like their favorite song anymore.
No.
You hear too much.
Look, we
I'm a Chili Peppers fan.
Thank
I'm
you.
A Chili Peppers apologist. I've loved them pretty much from the jump. I have always hated Under the Bridge. I'm sorry, I hate that song.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
Apparently, everyone likes the
day. Oh, they do. I know.
Even, and to put it in perspective, I don't dislike that song because I heard it too much. I don't like the song. In fact, when I purchased that Blood Sugar Sex Magic, my roommate at the time had purchased Bad Motorfinger from Soundgarden, okay? So we went to our separate bedrooms to listen to our respective albums. Then we agreed we will open our doors and we will trade CDs.
Hmm.
So we both listen to our CDs. We open the doors, and I say, how's Bad Motorfinger? He's like, dude, it's freaking awesome. How's Blood Sugar Sex Magik? I said, dude, I think it's a great album. There's this one, and it wasn't a single yet. I said, there's this one song called Under the Bridge. It is the worst crap they've ever done. Fast forward 6 months, they're now on top of the world.
Biggest hit they've ever had.
Horrible song.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a horrible song.
Robin, anything on that Rob Thomas thing we were talking about? Nothing, kind of? Maybe?
Does he seem angry? Is he smiling? Is it funny?
Is he going to bring us a pizza?
I don't know that he seems angry. I wouldn't count on pizza.
All right.
I wouldn't count on it. I just feel like he wants to play the song for you very badly.
Okay. Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, over the phone.
And we can beat him with a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be good times. That would be very exciting, though, to get him on.
And to have him play smooth?
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
I'd like it.
And the acoustic version.
You're a suck-up.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I am.
You're spineless bootlicker.
A smooth suck-up.
Oh, wow. Wow.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened in your home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Isaiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Your name actually is Isaiah.
Yes.
Okay, because it's spelled I-H-S-H-A-H-I-H-A-H, which would be Ishahiha. And I said, there's no effing way.
Ishahiha.
It's got to be Isaiah. I'm glad.
Yeah, the last time I called, that happened, too. I called for profile this, like, a month ago, and that exact same thing happened.
Yeah, well, I-H-S-H-A-H-I-H-A-H.
Well, welcome to the show, Ishahaha.
Okay, well, thank you. Anyway, the craziest thing that happened in my house was when I was 16, me and my little sister, who at the time was 14, we decided to smoke some pot while my mom was at work. She worked night shifts. So she left at like 8:30, and we didn't have anything to smoke out of, so we smoked out of a pop can, poked holes in it. We kind of scrubbed the paint off the can with, you know, a little bit of sandpaper. So we smoke our marijuana. We're doing good for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, we both realized that we're really, really, really high and kind of haven't been there yet. So I just kind of passed out in the hallway, just laid down in the hallway and started to sleep. And I woke up when my sister started shaking me and was like, you know, Isaiah, this is not okay. What's happening? So I got up and I just sat in the chair. I was like, listen, you know, we smoked weed. We're high. That's what happened. And she decided that calling the cops was the best idea. So she called the cops. And by the time I reacted to her calling the cops, they were already on the phone. And she had already told them that we were smoking weed at our address.
Oh.
So I took the phone. And I was like, listen, you know, she already told you our address, where we're at, and that we smoked pot, that we're underage. This is where we are. Sorry for the phone call. They're like, all right, well, we're going to send an ambulance and a cop car. And so I said, okay, and I hung up, and I set the phone down. It seemed like 3 hours until the police showed up. It's probably like 10 minutes. But anyway, a cop shows up, and the ambulance shows up, and the cop kind of looks at us, and it's like, you know, kind of what's going on here?
They let you go in the end?
Well, that's the best part of the story, actually. The cop, his punishment to me, instead of putting us, you know, giving us an MIP or anything like that, he just kind of, he's like, let me see your phone. And he just pressed, he like went through my contacts, hit my mom's number. He's like, listen, you're going to press call right now. You're going to tell your mom what you did. And so I called my mom, and of course, her working night shift, she was working, so she couldn't answer. So I left her a voicemail like, hey, the cops are here. Because we smoked pot, and we got too high, and we called the cops.
Well, good times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not the worst thing that could happen. And the cops don't care.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
It must have been a rough morning for a duo of dogs in Lakeville, Minnesota. They called 911 more than a dozen times while their owners were gone, prompting police to respond to the home. It turned out that the dogs and the hound are the Pavlon, and the hound are the newest partners in crime.
Oh, boy.
We're dispatched to a 911 hang-up call at the residence, according to an officer. Officer Roberts and her partner, Officer Emily Bears, have checked out their share of 911 hang-ups, but not like this. It was just kind of weird. Usually people come to the door, see two dogs go hyper. Not something I see all the time. The officers rang the doorbell, walked around the house, and were about to clear the call when they learned these pups had been hounding dispatch. Shortly after clearing, dispatch advised us that they had multiple additional 911 calls, and all they could hear in the background were dogs barking. And those 911 hangups continued 16 times. The only suspects were the doggone residents. Officer Roberts was able to get a hold of the owner and got in the house through the garage. We went upstairs to the office where the phone was, and it was on his desk. It was on emergency call only, so in theory, a dog could have called 911 and pushed the phone with its paw.
Lassie never did that. Lassie would run all the way home to tell someone. She never dialed 911.
Our assumption is the dogs were having a rough day.
Oh, God almighty. People just have to do that, don't they?
Our question, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dana. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, guys?
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was a kid, we lived kind of far out in the woods, and we ended up with a skunk in our attic. And so after a couple of days of waking up and having a really stinky house, my dad got fed up, and he went up into the attic at night to shoot it. And I was asleep. I didn't even know this was going on. And he shot it, but the bullet also went through the ceiling of my bathroom and out the wall.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I wake up in the morning, and there's bullet holes in the bathroom, and I'm like, what the heck happened? And he got up there to take care of the skunk.
How long?
I slept through the whole thing.
So now, you said it stunk, but so it had sprayed the attic?
Yeah, it would be active at night and spray and then sleep during the day when we were gone.
How long, when I lived in the woods, we had a skunk spray the house once, and for about a week it was unlivable.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I'd have to think that you would have to leave. I mean, honestly,
we
God,
did.
I mean,
the skunk sprayed the house. Live out in the woods. The raccoons would always tip over the trash cans, right? Life in the woods. So my father gets pissed. You can hear the raccoons do it. Of course, the one time he goes out, it's not a raccoon. It's a skunk. And it's hissing and it's tail. So he gets back in the house, but it sprayed the house. And I mean, it was for like a week.
Yeah.
It was beyond anything. I've also been in a house where we woke up to a bullet hole. Oddly enough, that's when we lived in Baltimore. All right. So my father wakes me up. He says, hey, man, were you watching TV in the one room last night? Yes, I was. Anything weird happened? I'm like, not that I know of. There's a bullet hole in the back window. I mean, and it went across where I would have been sitting on the sofa into a wall. And the other side of that wall was the bathroom, but it hit the tile on the back side of that wall, so to speak.
Right.
So the bullet was resting inside of the, in the wall. So there's a bullet hole in the window, a bullet hole in the wall, and then a bullet just dangling around on the inside.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, Dad, actually, I did not notice that happen last night. I probably would have let you know, hey, there's someone firing at the house.
What is the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
You never know, though. You're crazy when you were a kid.
Crazy. You crazy.
Yeah, Dad, I saw it.
I saw a man one because I didn't want to wake you up.
Thought nothing of it.
You know, I'd have been hitting the head with it. But
are you scared, Dad?
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Hola.
All right. Hey, this is like, I'm trying to figure out the year. I think it was like 2012. And my wife had a job assignment down in Portland. And so we decided to make kind of a mini vacation out of it. She was going to be down there for a week for work. So we had not a newborn. I'm thinking my son was about 6 or 7 months. So we get down there. We rent an Airbnb instead of a hotel. But Airbnb in 2012, 11 maybe, it was not the same. Like, not a lot of people have heard about it back then. So, like, we rent the whole house because we have a little kid and don't want to be, you know, waking people up and all that. I didn't meet the guy, the owner. He owned both houses, two right next to each other, nice neighborhood and all that. the wife met him. We were probably there 4 days or so. And I'm watching the kid all day while she works. And then when she gets off, I immediately dump the kid off and go have a drink or something. I'm sure you guys can understand that.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, yeah, I've never right. heard of that.
Trust me, dude, I get it.
That never happened.
So she said she met the guy in the yard a couple of times within that 4 days. He seemed kind of creepy, but, you know, he's whatever. So about the fourth night, she gets off work late, and then I'm like, I'm going to drink. She goes, don't be out too late because tomorrow's my early day. I got to be there at like 6:30 or something. And then so I go out, meet some people at the bar. You know how it goes. It's 2 a.m., closing time. Damn, I almost cussed.
You messed
I'm really
up.
Drunk.
Yeah.
I come home, and Ted, you don't know about this, but I'm sneaking in like a ninja because I don't want to get in trouble or waking a baby up or anything. So I'm sneaking in very quietly. I go down the hall, and I see a silhouette in the hallway. And then I'm thinking it was my wife at first, but I couldn't, and I got caught. But then I was like, that's not her. And then the person is just standing there. They're not doing anything. They're just standing in the hallway. And my wife and kid are at the end of the hallway. The door that I came in, the front door, is behind me. So I'm like, initially I was like, oh, let me back out of here and call somebody. But then I'm like, my wife and kid, there's a process that goes on in your head if you've never had a home intruder.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. right. I'm attached to the children. Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's like,
I got to
okay.
stay and deal with this.
All right.
Really. And then, so I was like, what do I do? And I'm like, all right, I got to go take care of it. Then I'm like, who knows? There's an upstairs. Are there more people here? Like, what's going on? Then I'm like, all right, well, you know, I wrestled and, like, I'm not a fighter, but I'm like, I can take care of myself, I guess. That's the extent of it.
Wait, how like, much time has gone by in the hall? Because I can't imagine you're noodling through all of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it's
as
like,
a guy
it's
standing there.
You 5 minutes.
Right, like,
how are
what
you?
What do I do?
Who are you? I mean, what do
well, if you picture, like, the hallway's not right when you walk in. The hallway's, like, there's a living room, and then you go off kind of at an angle, and then the hallway's there. I was going over there to use the bathroom, and then I was going to crash out on the couch for a while. But then I saw that person. So, like, I backed around, back around the corner. So it's not like I was right behind him or, like, or whatever. It's hard to explain. Sorry about that. But, like, it seemed like, to answer your question, Thrill, it seemed like 3 years that I was like, what should I do? And then my phone died before I went in there, which obviously didn't help the situation. Then I'm like, all right, this person's not facing me and not moving. And then I'm just going to go up and, like, choke him out from behind. That was the plan in my head. And then, because if there's more people, I don't know, like, I was drunk, okay? I got sober real quick, but, like, I was still, like, not thinking properly. So I went up, went to try to choke him. Didn't go around his neck. Apparently, I went around his mouth. And then, like, he started biting me. He started screaming like a 5-year-old girl. He turns around, and we're just wrestling at this point, and I take him down, and I have my, like, forearm on his neck. I'm on top of him. He's screaming like a woman, like a 5-year-old girl or something. And then, obviously, my wife wakes up. She's freaking out. All these things are going through my head still, like, are there more people? I said, go call the police. There's someone in the house, whatever. It turned out, so the police got there quick. I just held him down, and he's screaming, just get off me, get out of my house, he said. I'm thinking he's like a crackhead or something. The cops come in, put handcuffs on me and him, pull us outside. Here's the problem. I'm like, we're renting this place from him. Nobody knows what Airbnb is back then. So, like, I'm trying to explain to the cop. He's like, this is my house, which it was, obviously. And then we said, we're renting it. You know, it's through an app and all that. Trying to explain that. But trying to explain that in 2011 or 12.
But why was he in the place that you're renting?
Exactly. So he tried to, his, the only thing that saved me was the story, his story changed. So, like, when they first brought us out, he thought, he was saying, like, this is my house. This guy broke in and started choking me out, and, like, I was a home intruder. And then he agreed and said, oh, yeah, no. She's renting the house, and I had to come in and get something. Which, obviously, you
not
can't
at
do
2
that.
O'clock yeah, in the morning.
That, yeah, not no. 2 a.m.
No, you can't do that.
Right. So, like, but the problem was, until he said that, the cops are like, this is his house. He can prove it. And then my wife's like, no pants on, by the way, standing outside while we're...
Yeah.
We're
that worked to your advantage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the female cop finally was like the voice of reason. I'm like, there is an app. You can rent things. They're like, do you have a lease, a copy
what's
of the
an
lease
app?
Or anything? What's
that? I'm saying at that time, they're like, what's an app?
Yeah, what the hell's an app?
Exactly. It was like that. And I was like, oh, my God. So it turns out I didn't know it was that guy, obviously. I don't know what he was doing. Like, to this day, I'm like, just speculating. All my friends are like, oh, he was like just masturbating or he gets off on
he's creeping
people.
On your wife. Yeah,
so did you guys stay there or did you get out of that place?
Oh, no, we stayed there. We're roommates now. No, of course we didn't stay there. We left.
Okay, like, I was hoping so.
Yeah, so like, I don't even know if we got the rest of our money back or whatever, but they were like, you can file charges, but it's not going to stick. It's his house and like whatever. And he's going to play it off like, oh, I had to go get something.
Do you still Airbnb? By the way, I want you to know something. At the beginning of this rather long tale, you said that when she went to Portland, you guys are going to turn this into a mini vacation. So far, your vacation has been described of, she worked all day, I was home with the kid, and then when she got home, I rolled out.
You went to the bar and got drunk until 2 a.m.
We call that home life.
Do you realize how bad the voicemails were when you finally recharged your phone?
Where are you? It's 1:30. You know I have to get up at 5:30. You know I have to be at work at 6:30.
And instead of just going to sleep.
I know you shut your phone off because I was calling.
And instead of going to sleep, I'm going to stay awake and keep doing this. So I can tell you tomorrow how tired I am.
I forgot that part of the story.
He's
kind of glossed over, like, yada, 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 and it's 2 a.m., and I was like, oh, he must have ran into his buddies. Like, he didn't even know anybody at this bar.
Oh, and he said, we made it a mini vacation. Yeah, right. Wait a minute.
Sounds like he was on vacation.
You watch your kid all day, which you would
do
at home.
You work, and I'll go out and get drunk every night.
Right, then when she got home, you went out drinking. Like, that's not a vacation.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ross. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So I was a college student. I was taking my fifth year. I was at Texas A&M, and I was living in a little duplex, a little two-bedroom duplex downstairs, two bedrooms upstairs. And I was at my computer, and one day I thought my roommate was taking a shower because I could hear water, and I didn't think anything of it. And so I turn after I heard it for so long, and water is pouring out of the door jamb of my bedroom. And so I immediately like, okay, it's coming from upstairs. So I run upstairs and I start pounding on the door and I can hear people moving around, but nobody would answer the door. So I called the property manager and they came out there and knocked and nobody would answer. So he finally pulled out his keys, opens the door, and about probably 6-7 inches of water just comes flooding out of the apartment. And so he's freaking out. He goes in and I'd only met the upstairs neighbor maybe once or twice. And he's a Hispanic guy. He's real nice. Didn't talk much. And so what had happened was his toilet started to overflow, and instead of turning the water off, he turned the knob the wrong way and snapped it off. Yeah, it was awful. And so his next move was, well, I'll just disconnect the hose with a wrench. And so he took the actual hose off, so it just started spraying out of the wall. And so I get outside, and I see all these guys running around in there, and I'm like, okay, it's a two-bedroom apartment. How many people are in there? So the building manager gets really upset, and he calls the cops. Cops come out. Pulled everybody out of the apartment. They shut the water off to the whole apartment, and they bring everybody out, and they have 8 guys up there, and they all look about the same. They're all like older Hispanic guys. And so what ended up happening was there was one guy who had a work visa, and he rented the apartment, and there were like 8 or 9 of these guys that were dishwashers that were staying in the apartment illegally, and they were all illegal immigrants. So they had to call INS out, and it was a huge thing. And so I got, my whole apartment had to be redone. The roof had to be ripped out. The carpet had to be ripped out. And so they put me in a different unit. And then like a week or two after that happened, I get a letter in the mail and it's from the property manager, and it has my check in it, and it says voided on it. And so I called him up, and I was like, there was no note, like anything. It just my check. And so he goes, I felt really bad, so I'm not charging you rent for the next 2 months. Don't send me any more checks. So I got to live the last 2 months of college for free, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Nice.
See, there's your silver lining.
Yeah.
And all you wanted to do was study.
And all the restaurants in the area were backed up an hour and a half because the dishwasher didn't show up.
Hey, man, this is one of the restaurants I worked at. There was a guy named Freddie. Now, Freddie, he had a work visa. Same thing. He's the dishwasher. We're open for like 2 months at this point. Eddie rolls up. He talks to the chef like, hey, man, got to take some time off for whatever. And if you work in a restaurant, you know, if your dishwasher is not there, it's a really, really bad day. So, you know, there's a little word. He says, don't worry about it. My cousin, whoever the hell, he'll cover for me. All right. So it turns out, same thing. He had like seven guys in his pipeline. So if he had anything else to do, these guys would come in, right? And they would just do the dishes and nobody asked questions. We understood what was going on. But one of the guys he brought in, it's his buddy, I think they were from Guatemala. So he brings his buddy in and the chef is showing him around the kitchen, the different duties he's going to have to do. And so they're both standing there. So he says, hey, Eddie, tell him I need to come in at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. And Eddie turns around to his little Guatemalan buddy and he says, hey, man, he needs to hear Tuesday at 9. His buddy's like, all right. It was fluent in English.
Oh.
He hadn't said anything the whole time, right? So it was just great. He's like, hey, man, you need to be here Tuesday at 9. He's like, yeah, all right, man.
Okay. Do you need me here any earlier than that?
But it was great. It was the pipeline.
You remember Meet the Parents?
Meet the Parents.
The movie, like the
Meet
funny
the Fockers.
Ben Stiller?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So that was the family last name, right?
Yeah.
Focker.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you say it incorrectly, it sounds like just the F word.
Of course.
So my sister was engaged to a Guatemalan guy, right? And he spoke great, you know, excellent English. But I show up, this movie has just come out, and he's like, why does your brother keep calling me a... I was like, no. He's not calling you that. He's just messing with you. Like, he just, you know, because like...
Was he getting pissed?
Yeah, he was... No. He was a very, like, kind of quiet, nice dude. So he just... Honestly, I think he was just more upset.
Oh,
like it hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Because sarcasm does not translate between languages.
It doesn't because inflections are different.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I've discovered that a few times. But, for sure, why does he keep calling me that?
Right, but he would say the actual F word.
Oh, your brother was. Mm-hmm.
No. He just, that's how he heard it.
Okay.
Silicon Man jokes on the way, the return of Ted versus the FCC. More of your calls on our question. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A Pittsburgh woman who disappeared in 1964 was found buried in her own backyard 55 years after she was last seen.
Oh, that's a familiar. Yeah.
Skeletal remains were found by construction workers earlier this month, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Police confirmed last week they belonged to Mary Arkery, who was 36 when her husband claimed she just picked up and left her family and was never to be seen again. Mary Arkery and Albert Arkery bought the home in the 1960s, 4 years later. Albert reportedly told his family that Mary left the home and took all her belongings with her. No police or missing person report was ever filed at the time. And that disappearance sparked whispers among the town, including some in the family, that the two had been having relationship problems, and Albert had accused Mary of cheating. A number of nephews, great nephews, remembered hearing whispers within the family that Arkery is the man who didn't like kids. He was very mean, and he probably killed his wife.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, Albert died in a 1965 car accident shortly after her disappearance. Investigators were digging up the home as they were putting in a new building. And they
there
found
you go.
Her remains. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Hannah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, Hannah?
Oh, pretty good. It's Friday.
My
crazy story that happened at my house was I lived in an apartment in Tacoma and my alarm went off at 6 a.m. and I woke up to a man just screaming outside my window. So I walked over to go investigate.
Hannah!
And, hello!
Yeah.
Hello!
What was he screaming? Do you remember?
He was screaming. He was just screaming help and running around. So I went to go investigate, and that he was completely naked, running around, attacking cars, and swatting around at the air like he was being attacked by bees or something.
Was he chewing on an imaginary sandwich?
No. Okay. He was just running around. He ran up the stairwell and slammed on all of our doors, ran back out into the parking lot, and was just, I'm assuming, on some kind of drugs.
I think you're safe to make that assumption, yeah.
Looks like you're tagging.
I mean, I can't imagine what else could have possibly prompted him to run around naked.
Well, now, Hannah, to be fair, when I reach orgasm, I'm known to go running down the street naked, swatting at imaginary bees.
Did you make contact with him? Did you make eye contact with him or anything like that?
No, luckily not. I did call the police, though, and they told me that I was the sixth person to have called them. And
hey, guys, you see what's happening here?
On it. Well, that's all they would tell me.
How would you rate his body on a scale from 1 to 10?
I mean, he was a good-looking dude. I wasn't complaining. It was definitely just weird circumstances.
Hey, crazy bee guy. Under normal circumstances.
If you could just settle down a little bit, I might be able to maybe go out on a date with you.
I'll swat your bees.
I know. It's a shame I didn't catch his name, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's the one who got away. How long did it take for the cops to show up?
I don't know. He after he ran around my little parking lot for a bit, he went back to the main street and took off down the hill. So I'm actually not sure how long he was running around.
Okay, never saw him again. Never saw him again.
The cop found him.
You know, true love, you only have a couple of opportunities in life, do you know what I mean, to really...
Anna, that was your opportunity.
Yeah, it really was.
It's the one that got away.
I know. I should have gone out there. I should have intervened. I'm kicking myself.
You had me at help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was already naked and on drugs.
I know. What more could you ask for?
Because really, at the end of a good date, that's how it's supposed to be.
Was he naked? Was he packing heat?
Unfortunately, I did not get that good of a look.
Gotcha.
Okay. You still fell in love. Hannah, you care about him.
He's still out there somewhere, running around naked.
Yeah. The next time being chased around by bees.
Banging on random cars.
The next time you have a naked crazy man who's a good-looking guy, you make sure you go out there and say something.
Put that on your dating profile.
That's right.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
Every time somebody yells help, her heart flutters.
And, maybe it's him. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Good afternoon.
Hola.
Good morning.
So when I was younger, I was a little bit of a hippie. I guess I was a functioning hippie. Because I went through trying some LSD and stuff. But I was working and going to college. I come home one day to my house. I lived on San Juan Island. And I open the door and there's my roommate's boyfriend there with his buddy. Because they used to come over and shower because they lived in a school bus. And... they're looking with their eyes all wide open, and there's a cleaver, and they just cut the tail off of this cat.
What? Jesus!
I know. And it took me a while to just figure out. They're crazy people anyways.
No, we got that. Why did they cut the cat's tail off with a cleaver?
Because I got the story out of them pretty quickly. I just had to stare at them. I guess they slammed the door on the tail of the cat. And it broke it, and it was crooked. Oh. And they were flying high on LSD, and they figured they needed to cut it off because of the pain or something. I don't know. So people do crazy stuff on LSD. That's why I've tried it, and I thought it was the greatest stuff the first time.
You know, I wouldn't put LSD in that bad of a light. You know what I mean?
I would put it this way. I know a lot of people that have done a lot of LSD. This is the first violent act.
Yes, I know a lot of people do a lot of drugs, but this is still a little bit
different. Well, they thought they were helping the cat.
No, and I understand.
I don't know. When I've done that before, I've been way out there, and maybe I have a gentle brain, but it's like I can't do that stuff anymore. But for some reason, they decided to cut the tail off the cat. Because it was all bent and the cat was in pain and everything. And I just didn't get it. I'm 6'2". They're on the ground. One guy's holding the cat. The other one just cut the tail off. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? And the camera went around and there's blood everywhere. And they're looking up at me.
You know what? Hang on. Do me a favor. Hang on, bro. Let's do a station ID.
Those guys are not hippies.
No, they're not.
That is anti-hippie.
What is the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.